Are we ready?
Absolutely.
Okay. We will. Mike?
There we go.
Okay. It's 8:31 on the clock. We will call to order the Board of Equalization meeting. Doug was here. Don't worry. We will, the Open Meetings Act is posted on the east wall by Scott. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. Matt will be gone all day. Chairman declares 2015 session formally closed. Sign and die.
Okay.
You do that?
Turn it over to... Yeah, I do.
Declaring it formally closed? Okay.
Formally closed, and we'll turn it over to Don here.
In the past, you have made a motion to forego the election of the chairman and vice chairman for the Board of Equalization until the Board of Supervisors meeting when a chairman and vice chairman is elected, and then they become the chairman and vice chair of both boards. Do you want to hold an election for this separate, or do you want to do that same motion again?
I would move to make it the same, you know, that we forego it at this time.
Okay.
Of the same chair and vice chair for both.
Second.
Motion by Hill and second by Juergens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, vote.
We need to change a couple. It'll be
5-0. So I'll turn it back over to Myron to finish out this Board of Equalization meeting.
So then we'll skip the next one to reorganization of the Board of Equalization for 2016 and election of chairman. Next up, approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. 5-0.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers and seconded by Tiemann. Vote. 5-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none. Next, entertain a motion to hold a public hearing for the approval or disapproval of the tax exempt on vehicles owned by the qualifying nonprofit organizations. And everybody has a list there. We'll read them in here in a little bit here once we have a motion. We need a motion to go into a public hearing.
I would move we go into public hearing. To approve or disapprove tax exemption on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Hill at 8:34. Vote. 6-0. Lytle is now here. And any comments, I guess, from Lori or Patty on these? Or I don't see anybody else here. Everybody, we did get a list of these with the approximate dollar value, I think, or a listing. Lori supplied that to us all with approximate dollar value. Should we probably read these in so that we have a public record of them? I'll just read them in for a minute since we don't have anybody here for public hearing. And these are all on vehicles that are owned for the Beatrice Cemetery Association, the Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center Incorporated, the Beatrice Good Samaritan Center, the Beatrice Humane Society, the Bible Baptist Church, the Blue Valley Behavioral Health Center, Boy Scout Troop Number 221, Centenary United Methodist Church, Christ Community Church, Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church, First Assembly of God Church, Goldcrest Retirement Center, Holy Cross Lutheran Church, Mosaic, PEO Home, Prison Fellowship Ministries, River of Life Church, the Salvation Army, St. John's Lutheran Church, St. Joseph's Catholic Church, St. Mary's Church, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Start Church Incorporated, Teen Challenge of the Midlands, and Wymore Church of Christ, and finally Wymore Good Samaritan Center. And I don't know if I have my listing anymore or not, but we had all those, and I know Lori did give us a sheet.
Here's the list.
Oh, here's the list of them. Okay. All the list. And the motor vehicle fee exemption with the property tax on them and the motor vehicle fee, the total amount of the exemption will be $10,370. Is that right, Lori? Patty, comment, or anybody else to comment on that? Or
My real estate ones will be coming through a little bit later.
A little bit later, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we don't have those.
There'll be a few new ones. The Start Church is a new one.
If nothing else, during the public hearing, I will, nobody else wanting to speak on it or anything, we will entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion to close our public hearing, 837 by Lytle and seconded by Thiemann. Vote? 6-0. Now, entertain a motion to approve or disapprove.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, seconded by Byers to approve the tax exemptions on all of those vehicles that we listed previously for a total of $10,370. Discussion? Vote? 6-0 in favor. Patty?
Well, basically what we're doing is starting to look at our 2016 statistics. And it's not looking real good again, so.
What's not looking good about it?
We're too low on agricultural land.
Okay, it's not looking good because you have values going up, which is good if you're selling your land.
Still going up. We had three really strong sales. One that was protested last year that I had at market around $5,000 sold for $6,600 an acre. So, you know, those are things that are happening. I don't know. I don't know where to go anymore. I mean, we're going to have to, it looks like, increase.
We're
another one that sold. I was just looking at what I had on them this year and taking them to market. And the sales are anywhere from 66%, 53%, and they have to be between 69 to 75%. So.
Those would have been in the last year that ended by October or whatever. Yeah.
Well, these are ones that are just coming through now. Well, I should look back and see because they just took place. The only thing
they just took place, so they
well
they
I don't know what the date
be
of
included
them.
On.
I don't know what the date is on them. I'd have to look. Yeah.
Because you end it normally in October 1st or whatever.
Yeah, what we do is we do not include them in. However, we do look at where the trending is still going. And so I don't know.
You're seeing good price sales trending upwards?
I'm not, but I'm just saying that all these articles in the paper are a little bit confusing as far as Gage County is concerned because I still do not see things. You know how they're saying things are going down, cash rents are going down. I haven't seen that in my county yet. You know, and I know overall they may put something in Lincoln paper, but what county is that or what part of the state is that in? Because I'm not seeing it here. You know, not as of yet. Now, we've had some no sales, so that's a fair assumption that, yeah, maybe things are starting to, you know, stabilize. But, I mean, some of these things that, the process is still, I guess my whole statement is, people still need to talk to the state of Nebraska. They still need to go forward with maybe the governor or with whoever, because I don't think anything's going to change again for this year from what I'm looking at right now.
Well, and the question will be, what are we spending that takes the cash? That's the whole point. You can value your land 10 times more than we have it now. If you don't spend the money, you still aren't paying any more taxes. And, of course, the whole point is, as the legislature will start dealing with today, and it's number one item, what are they going to do as far as education is concerned, as far as the state? What are they going to do to fund education? Are they going to look other places to get money besides property? And been dealing with for years and years and years, and you get various people say, oh, no, you can't tax food, you can't tax driving through the car wash, you can't. I mean, anyway, so what we have value on our property doesn't necessarily mean your property tax is going to go up 3 times.
It doesn't, and either. The only thing that I'm going to say is I'm only responsible for the valuation. Now, that's not passing the buck, but when people come in and they start to say things about taxes, taxes don't concern me at this point. I mean, they do, but they don't. And so when I'm dividing things out for them, a lot of them are okay with what the value is on their property. it's the tax dollar. Because I had someone call that I walked through quite a bit of information the other night on the computer through GIS who wanted to bid on some cash rent. Well, when he found out what tax dollars are per acre, it was totally shocking because he was about half low compared to what it actually was. And, you know, you have to put that in the mix if you're going to start bidding on cash rents.
How does that work with, like, the rural fire and the school? If valuation goes up that percentage immediately, or they adjust their levy to hit that same dollar amount?
The schools normally adjust their levy. Now, the rural fire, not the rural fire, the fire districts in Gage County have been at 3 mil levy for quite a few years. They just stay there. So if valuation, and I don't understand. Brian Dakey's the one that understands that better than I do, but they've stayed at the 3 mil levy because of something with some other funding that then they can acquire if they stay at the 3 mil levy. But I'm not real familiar with all of that, so that's why they stayed at it. Now, if the valuation's gone up, then they have increased what they've collected in taxes. The school districts...
It can increase what they collect.
It
doesn't have to. If they don't increase their spending to do something, it's not going to increase.
No, if they have...
But they have the levy. They can only go so high.
No. If they're at 3 mil levy and their valuation went up, they collect that extra money.
That's true.
That's collect, Mark.
They collect it. Now, what they spend, I don't know how they spend it or not, but they do. They have been collecting it.
Yes. How many other groups is there like that, though, that they're... That, goes
that they
up
stay at that mill?
But what Denny was saying, though, not sorry to interrupt, but what Denny was saying was is that if by through your budgetary process you have the means of setting your levy at a certain level, and that increase, you're not necessarily is the tax dollar going to increase. Just like the fire department, they have the option of going less than 3
they
mil.
They have the option.
They're,
well,
not really.
It depends.
Though. Not
no.
really. Though.
We need Brian Dakey here to explain it.
Well, they're a member of the
that's
MFO.
Yes,
I'm
yeah,
on the fire
MFO,
board. To be a member of that MFO, you have to agree to a 3 cent.
To keep it at 3 mil level.
Yes, and to me, something's got to be changed there because that's gotten way out of hand. I know firsthand because I'm on the Odell Fire Board.
Right. Yeah. No, I
and,
I know
and everybody is together in this, so it's either all in or all out.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
So there is one. Something's got to be done. I agree.
And as the valuation has gone up the last years, those fire districts maintaining at 3 mil levy, that's the 3 mil levy on the increased valuation. So they have collected more taxes or whatever. Now the school districts know most of those. I don't know about all of them, but generally, as they set their budget and as valuation has gone up, generally their levies have gone down. I don't know about all of them because I don't follow all of them, so I don't know all of them in the county. But they're somewhat like the county. Our mill levy, when we came on the board, our mill levy, just for the county part of it, not the others, was 36 or 37, and now we're down to 20. I mean, 27 mil levy or something like that. So our mil levy has really decreased because of the increase in valuation.
The whole thing is it doesn't mean because we can that we do.
Right.
And that's
right.
The thing that's important.
Yeah.
And it's to really be honest, your fire districts are a small portion compared to what your school districts are.
Right.
I mean, everything, even all the other entities combined are not as big. I mean, they're a big deal, but they're not near what your schools are going to need.
Almost all schools.
And the fire districts are really the only one with that set mill levy that's out there. I mean, everybody else has a variable mill levy that's based on their budget.
And there again, though, it's not set. They could say, I don't want
to
be a part of the MFO.
Mill levy. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The way that MFO's set up, though, that'd be hard to do.
I know.
Yeah.
Kind of like saying, no, I don't want Medicaid money from the state perspective.
Yep.
You can go away from it, but...
Right.
Sometimes
it's
tough.
I'm not sure you couldn't adjust your townships a little bit, too. Because most of our townships... Didn't we look once, Don? Because we were at 8.5. We went to 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
I would be curious to look at, like, a 6.5 and see how many stay under.
We only... I don't know if we had anybody at the 7... Maybe one at the 7.5 this year.
And those townships can always do the special election,
yeah, some of them,
too.
Right.
I don't know.
I think the townships are being responsible, and most of them are keeping their levies down there.
That's very well true.
As low
but the
as
townships
possible.
Are limited by the that levy, not the levy lid, the spending lid.
Their lid.
Right.
Yeah.
Their lid.
They
They're
can't
limited.
Get under their lid.
Right.
And
they can only, the levy isn't affecting, I mean, yeah, a lot, there's some of them, I know the ones down in the low twos, it's 22 or 23 mil levy because the spending lid or the total budget lid is limiting their growth, or I mean, or not growth, they're asking.
And the real issue with property taxes is the state aid to education and the complex formula that it involves. And basically, when your property taxes go up and the school has the ability to collect them from the property owners, then the state takes away the state aid. Everybody else gets a tax break, but the property owners bear it, the increase that's caused from the rest of it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
We have had a lot of complaints on the postcards that come out, too.
Yep.
A lot of complaints and a lot of confusion because people think they're going to get more of a break than what's already on their tax.
Oh, I've had people ask me, when's the check coming? They got the postcard now and they want to know when the check
honestly,
coming.
Honestly, that credit's been going on for a number of years. So
you haven't had any reaction, have you, Lori? Nothing?
Yeah, so that's...
yeah, and Lori makes a good point there. They've been receiving... on that line on their statement, they've been receiving that for up to 8 years already. So it's not the first time on there. And no, that the postcards probably created as much confusion as what they tried to help solve. Which
and it's just the expense of that.
The expense also.
It's on your tax statement, plain as day. I mean, as far as the credit. So. And one other thing is that we're going to probably do some more talking about on personal property this year. There will be a $10,000 tax exemption. So everybody that's filing will get a $10,000 in each tax district. For instance, if you have a property, though, that goes, like the other day we were looking at a business here in town that had three businesses that were all the same. And we believe that that's only a $10,000 for one. It would be like Casey's. You know, now one more Casey's would get a $10,000 because they're in a different tax district. But I believe the three that are here in Beatrice would only get one exemption. Now, how is that going to be reimbursed to the county? I would assume maybe the same way that the homestead is.
So, it's supposed to be.
Yeah. So somebody's going to have to pay that, too.
Right.
So, you know, it's one of those things that we have to learn a little bit more about, but... Because there's a lot of questions, because there's a lot of leasing companies out there that send us a list, and so we have to put Hometown Leasing on a bunch of different parcels that own that piece of equipment because they lease it. So then how are we going to figure out where the $10,000 is and have we used all the $10,000? I mean, it's there's a lot of things that come up when people decide. And I'm not saying the law is good or bad or whatever, but when something comes up like this, then there's all kinds of things that come up that people didn't think about when they, you know, put that together. So another area of my towns that are not the towns so much, but the I can't keep my rural acreages up enough to where what they're selling for compared to what. So that's another one that's a concern. Beatrice were showing some growth in some of the parts of the town that had the newer homes. Believe it or not, I have to go into Warrymore this year, so that's going to be an interesting, because that one's all over the place.
I got a question for you. This was a little bit off it. The Hennekeelands helping the Engage do their housing study.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen any of those numbers, but
Hennekeeland.
Yeah, that Hennekeeland there with the Engage is doing that housing study.
Yeah,
and the 13th and 14th they're having meetings.
I helped them get some information together for that, but I haven't.
And I've seen the numbers for Adams up there, and they had one house that Hennekeelan on their paperwork had it valued at over $1 million. I thought we didn't have any house in the county that it was $1 million. So
if we do, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not saying it's not. I don't know that. I mean, I just didn't know if they've got some of that information or where they got their information from, I guess. So that's something that when
we... Do we have valued at $1 million? No. That one's in Beatrice. And that one's not going to be... Yeah.
But we don't have any house in the county even valued at $1 million.
Not that I'm, no.
Not for.
I mean, it might be worth $1 million, but for Gage County, you can't value them at that because you don't have any sales that would back that type of figure up. you don't have anything that's probably sold much more than 500,000.
And their meetings are going to be in the 13th and 14th, and they've been in the paper and other places there, Hannah Keelan, is that they're going to, I know up at Adams it's the 13th.
I would be curious, Myron. I should probably talk. Is it Donald's? I can't think of his name. Lonnie?
Glennis, they have it on the Engage website. You can go in there and you can pull up each community, and it has the number of houses listed and their value for that, for their housing study. What they're gonna, it's already on the Engage website because Glennis showed me that or whatever.
There's
stuff,
not even
so.
A house. What house would even be?
I don't know. I mean, they just listed all the values. You know, there's.
I know, but it's concerning if they don't have the right information.
No, it's not mine. I tell you that.
If it's not.
That's what I was trying to pinpoint where you were at there.
No, I already got him valued. He's way under that.
But they had so many houses at 50 up to 50,000, so many 50 to 100, and they had every category listed. And then, you know, I mean, you're just looking at those and way down here at the bottom, $1 million or more, and they had one. You know, I go, oh. Didn't know we had any in the county. I'm not picking on Adams. I didn't know we had any in the county and stuff. But now this is Hannah Keelan, and I don't know where they get their information
or data
from.
Well, they pulled some of the stuff off of my GIS workshop.
Okay.
So whether something's adding something, a bunch of them together that somebody owns, that would be, because sometimes they will request top 10 taxpayers. I do have that request quite a bit, top 10 taxpayers in Gage County.
Yeah.
So unless they're pulling several together. But.
Well, I hope to make it to the meeting up in Adams, and those are some of the questions I hope other people have, too. You know, how did they come up with...
That can't be right.
Yeah.
Do go to that meeting. I don't want to have the whole morning negative, but I question some of their ability and some of what they're doing.
Yeah. And where they came up with the number. So I'm sorry about all this other discussion, Patty. Thank you.
No, I've worked with that company, so...
Yeah. Okay. Anything else for Board of Equalization?
Ryan.
We will end. Patty, anything else?
Nope.
We will close the Board of Equalization meeting 8:53.